You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Shalom Levracha. It's a schus for me to address the members of Guard Your Eyes to offer a few words of chizuk that I hope will be helpful. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Mabez, the very end of the parak. The Gemara refers to someone named Nosson Tzotzisa. It's a remarkable story. It seems that Rabbi Akiva was once going in the shuk with his talmidim, and he saw a person who had a brilliant light shining from his face. And Rabbi Akiva asked his talmidim, "Who is that?" So they said, his talmidim said, "Him? That's Nosson Roya Zoynos. That's Nosson who's a manuvo and a mushchos. He's known to have a very big struggle with the Yetzer Hara, and he loses." So they obviously didn't see the light coming from his face. Rabbi Akiva did, being Rabbi Akiva. He went over to the person and said, "Tell me, who are you? What's your story?" And he told him, "My name is Nosson. You did something special," Rabbi Akiva said. "What did you do?" And he told him the story. He was a big baltaiva who had terrible nisyanis, and he once became infatuated with a beautiful woman who was married. And whatever he tried to do to send messengers to her, they didn't want to be involved with her. She rebuffed, she pushed him away, until eventually the woman's husband was imprisoned for chayvis. He had a lot of chayvis. He couldn't pay them up, and he was put in prison. And he begged her, "Do anything to get me out of here. I'm dying. Please get me out. Do anything." And reluctantly, she decided to go to this Nosson, who was a wealthy person. He was a moneylender. And she said, "I'll go to him, and I'll ask him to give us a loan," knowing that she was putting herself in jeopardy because of his taiva, because of his infatuation for her. She went, and sure enough, he saw she's coming. Nosson saw this lady's coming, and he assumed that she's finally giving in to his entreaties. And he said, "I'll give you a loan, but of course, with conditions." And she started giving him a shtaka shmuz, that why would you give away your olam haba just for one moment of pleasure? Think what you're doing. And she was mechazik him and begged him not to do anything wrong. And the words penetrated. And he held himself in. He held himself in. And with tremendous, tremendous struggles, he was able to give her the money as a loan and let her go b'shalom. And he held himself back from the Avera. Rabbi Akiva said, "Now I understand why there's a light shining from your face. You've done something remarkable. Let me teach you Torah." And he became a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And it seems from the Agada to the right that's quoted there, that he became mamish, one of the Mari Haroh on the door. He became a Dayan. And that's Mar-Ukva. Mar-Ukva in the Gemara is that Yid who started out being Nosson Tzotzisa. He became a Shtaka about Shuva. And Rabbi Akiva was able to see the light was shining from his forehead. Dear friends, Lamaise, if we had the eyes of Rabbi Akiva, we would see light shining from the forehead of those that are mischazik and misgaber to fight against the Yetzirah, which is so powerful in our door, that we all face this challenge. And you have the courage, the emetz alev, to fight it. If we only had the eyes to see the light, there'd be light shining from your foreheads of each one of you. Halavai, we should be able to continue. You should be able to continue and be mechazik us to know that it's doable. We can win, and Bezo Hashem will be able to share in that galtur chus that you have, and halavai give it to us. V'sechazen einenu, and our eyes should be able to see the kavod Hashem b'shuv chodzim b'rachamim.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.